Hey, it's Fraser Smith and Joe Bartnick from Puck Off. And you know what, Joe? We don't just like hockey. We're big football fans, too. And I know you love fantasy football, and I'm a fantasy guy. And
I reinvented my love for it with FanDuel.
Yeah, the FanDuel really makes
because
it happen.
First of all, they're super cool to Puck Off fans, because if you type in Puck, they double your money.
You gotta love that.
Up to $200. So I support anything that's pro Puck Off.
Yeah.
But the cool thing, and we've talked about this before, but we'll talk about it again, is it's every week is a new season. So you don't get stuck with the same team that you screwed up.
Dumb team.
Yeah. No, it's like, boom, I'm again. It's like I'm drafting right now as we speak for the next. So, you know, if you don't want to have, so I'm, you know, I'm not going to pick Adrian Peterson.
Well, no.
I think he's done.
Beats me.
Yeah.
Hey, wait a minute. Come on. Anyway, sorry. FanDuel is awesome, though. You can win cash, man. How about some of these guys? Joe Watson from New York turned a $50 deposit into over $30,000 in 2 weeks.
So he can pay for a month's rent.
Yeah.
In New York.
Yeah. Good luck.
That wouldn't even get you a separate bedroom.
No, it's true. It didn't really help him that much.
No.
But, you know, that's a lot of dough to win.
No, it is.
Pretty cool. And thousands of users have done it already. They've won big money.
Yeah. You know? The cool thing is like, you know, you can put like anywhere from a dollar to like 10 grand. Now, Puck Off will only back you they'll only double you up to $200.
Yeah,
but that's as cool as if you just have a buck, throw a dollar, you have something, a more reason to watch. Say your team's on a bye week. Do FanDuel, and then you have you'll be interested, you know.
You'll still be into it.
Yeah.
And you know what? They're paying out more than $10 million every week, FanDuel.
Yeah.
These guys are big.
Yeah, FanDuel.
They're the hottest out there right now.
I saw the TV commercial. I'm like, well, we're in the big leagues.
Yeah.
Right?
Those commercials are awesome.
Yeah, they got FanDuel.
But even the TV commercials were referencing us.
Yeah.
Like, I made that up, but it sounded good.
No.
FanDuel.com is where you go. You click on the microphone in the upper right-hand corner. Use our code PUCK and sign up now.
Yes.
All right. That's FanDuel.com, where every week is a new season. FanDuel.com. Sign up today. Time for Puck Off. There's Joe Barton. If you want to introduce our special guest.
A special guest, yes. The great, back again, third time performer.
He's so good. He's so great.
Jose Galvez is here.
Yeah,
hello,
man.
Hello. And just in time for our Pacific Division preview.
Just in time.
We're going to preview.
Because you know who his team is.
The Kings.
Well, they are.
Cup winners.
Yeah, the Kings, the Cup winners. And we're going to go through every division this next 4 weeks, give the action pack preview. And we broke it down easy for the captain.
Thank God. You know what? It's always better when it's easy, when I'm involved.
Yeah.
You're
a hardworking guy.
I don't have time to do anything except read questions. That's my specialty.
Well, what I did was I took like five kind of burning questions, let's say, that would affect every upcoming team in the Pacific Division. And
they are good. They're good questions.
And I basically ranked them in order of how I think they're going to finish. So we can just go that real quick. We'll do Kings, number one, then Ducks, then Sharks, then Vancouver, then Arizona. Mm. Check your spelling on there. Yeah. And then Edmonton and then Calgary.
Yeah. All right. Fair enough.
I agree with
that. I think Edmonton
actually
could move up. But
do you want to go backwards and end up with the Kings?
Your
best team?
Actually, no, because I think we can I think it'll all drip down because I think way more people are interested in Kings and Ducks than Calgary
all
Flames.
Right. No, you're probably right.
And if we run out of mojo at the Calgary, it might be
we have plenty.
You know, why start them out in a cold night in Alberta?
Nobody wants that.
Quick, real quick news as well. Things happening right now. Biz Nasty, Paul Bissonnette was picked up by the St. Louis Blues.
Ah.
And my man, who will come back to haunt us, Bugsy Malone, is signed by the New York Rangers.
Oh, wow.
Bugsy.
He's back in the Big Apple.
He's in the Big Apple. Yeah. Hopefully he keeps his nose clean. Not that I don't want him to have a good time, but I want Bugsy to play a season. Mm-hmm. Pick up a paycheck. He's got a family.
It's too late. He's going to party. He's done. All right. Well, let's start things off. You know, my first question that comes to mind, and I've been thinking about this all day, are the Kings going to take the regular season seriously? I just wonder about that because, you know, They've won two cups in the last couple of years, you know, last 3 years or whatever. And you know, this last one, very exciting, very draining.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Do they take the regular season seriously? Even this season, they were pretty shaky a few times in the regular season.
Shaky? They were downright horrible.
They couldn't score
a
goal.
They were, we were in here for a month talking about no one is scoring.
Yeah. Right. And then all of a sudden, they picked it up when they had to. And, you know, and did great in the playoffs. But
I don't
know they take the regular season seriously? What do you think, guys?
I think the issue last year for me was they were too inconsistent. They were streaky. Streaky bad, streaky good. I think they just have to, you know, tighten it up a little bit, maybe play a little bit more consistently. I think they'll be fine this regular season.
What do you think?
I think even if they don't take it as seriously as they did, or if they take it the same amount of seriousness, I think Gabrick is going to make a big difference with getting a couple extra goals. That when they weren't scoring any, and one would have made all the difference
all
in the world.
Difference. And he's your goal getter.
I think that having him around all year will help. And I think the, you know, the kids are, and I think the second line kids have matured. Mm-hmm. You know, I think Toffoli around all the time, getting a lot of ice time is going to be more goals, as well as Pearson. Yeah. You know, I think having those two guys playing more minutes will get them. You take those 3 weeks, I think, where they scored like three goals. They would have just scored like six or seven goals. They would have won four more games.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, they were losing games. They were losing games. It was like nothing going into the shootout. It was like, I believe. I mean, I was live with some of those. It was like watching paint dry.
Well, you're right. Gavin Gabrick there helps a lot. And I think those kids are awesome. They're just going to get better and better. Toffoli and Pearson and all their young guys. I think it's true, though, in any sport, when you've won the year before, I think there's a tendency, you don't intentionally let down.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But maybe, you know, you coast a little. And I think also there's sort of a feeling that maybe with the Kings we can coast a little and still get it done.
Yeah, I mean, and they proved that they can withstand, I mean, being down 3-0. Yeah. So, they didn't even have to really worry about seeding. They won a lot of big games on the road. So if anyone can take it easy, but me and Jose talked about this, we carpooled. Saving the environment here in California.
Way to go, guys.
On the way over
I carpool with myself.
you have so much going on.
I do. I am allowed to use the Diamond Lane just because of my schedule. It's very rare.
When they pull you over, it's like, oh, Frage.
Oh, it's okay.
Please, hurry up, police escort.
Can we follow you?
Yes.
No, you can't. All right, so.
We and Jose are talking about this because Jose is a huge, I mean, I love the Kings, but they're still my mistress team. But so he knows, you know, he knows the ins and outs of the day, like what's Dustin Brown doing today?
And, he really knows.
He really knows.
Jose, I think you'd have to say, I'm sorry.
No. He was saying that they didn't go out and party like they did after the first cup, where they were every day was a different photo op. Everyone was. And I said, you always remember your first, and it was a little different. So I think maybe this time will be a little less of a Stanley Cup hangover, though, because they've already, most of that team has already had won one. And not that they didn't enjoy it and didn't love it. It's just the.
But they lost the next year, too. So, you know, something to.
Maybe they will go back to back.
Now, one thing you got to I keep in mind is that coach. He has got to be the greatest coach right now, except for your buddy Lindsey Ruff.
Yes, Lindy Ruff.
But he is a great coach because he keeps them in line. They're afraid to move out of line with that guy.
Yeah. Well, like I was telling Joe, you earn your ice time with Sutter. If you're playing well, he'll play you. If you're not playing well, like Mike Richards wasn't playing that well last year, he drops you. He drops your minutes. You just earn it.
He doesn't mess around.
Drop that. Please drop that. The insider information on that.
Oh, with Richards.
Yes.
Oh, Dean Lombardi still is unsure what to do with Mike Richards. You know, he's got a big contract and he's on the fourth line. So Lombardi flew up to, according to Pierre LeBrun, flew up to. Wherever he was in Ontario, Northern Ontario, and met with Mike Richards, sat and talked with him, made sure he was, you know, he's on a trainer's program, he's taking it seriously, so we might have the old Mike Richards back.
But I think the strength of the Kings is Richards is on the fourth line. I don't care if he worked out with Arnold Schwarzenegger. I mean, like, I think that's why we just talked about this with Darrow Evans the other day when we were partying with Lord Stanley. That I think that's the whole key, because no one has Richards on the fourth line. Because I think what makes them great is, and me and Jose talked about this on the ride, is that after you gear up for Kopitar and Gabrick and you got Dusty hitting you in the corner, and that's your top D, right? Then who's the next wave? The next wave is you got Carter, Toffoli, and Pearson, and those guys are fast. So you have trouble getting a change of your defensive pair. And who better to capitalize on mistakes than Jeff Carter?
Well, Carter.
And I think that is that separates them from a lot of teams. Like, I don't want slow-ass Richards on the second line. I want him back killing – save your reserve, kill some penalties, muck it up. You know what I mean?
And Clifford's a tough guy.
Clifford's a tough guy. I mean, I mean that's what makes that team is their three lines are perfect. They're perfect, well put together, third line too.
And I love that line of Pearson, Carter, and Toffoli. But
Richard says he doesn't want to be on the fourth line. That's why he's working hard extra this time.
Well, that's
I guess Jared Saul will be a fourth line. Well, I mean, because I think coming from the Pittsburgh perspective of Jesus, Dan didn't know who the rookies were. You know, that's what it juices teams up. Like, those guys didn't play the last cup. Yeah. It was King and Nolan that were the young guys that, like, infused them.
Yeah.
Now it's like, young guys infuse teams, you know? It's like
Now, is it an insult to a vet to be regulated to fourth line?
I'm sure Richard sees it as that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it is. For someone who was the captain of the Flyers, was a quote-unquote top, you know, he was a top 20 pick. He was a star.
Right.
You know, it's not like a guy that's always kind of been a third or fourth liner.
And how do you think the coach sells that to him? He's got to say, well, we need experience on the fourth line.
I don't know if Sutter is a sell coach. I think Sutter's a tell coach.
Yeah.
Where Blasma would have to go in there and give him a back rub. You know, hey, I think
Sutter done. Yeah,
and Dowdy said this. He coaches way more by not saying anything than by saying anything.
Well, that's good because he rarely says anything.
Yeah, no, just this facial expression, they know what he's going to say, and they know.
Plane leaves at 11.
Yeah,
that was his whole press conference. Yep. I loved it.
Yeah,
what did you tell the team after?
Plane leaves at 11. Yeah, I love that guy, man. Right. Yeah, he's an awesome coach, and he's an intimidating guy, even though he's kind of mild mannered.
Well, he's a Sutter brother.
Yeah.
You don't mess with the Sutter
brother. Yeah, he looks intimidating and he doesn't mess around. And you're right, I think it's his way.
He's got that girlfriend's dad vibe.
Yeah, he does. Yeah.
I mean, these guys are professionals. Richards knows. I mean, you know, you would be in the fourth line here or the Calgary Flames need a first line center. You're more than welcome.
Stay
here, play golf, live in Manhattan Beach, hang out with Carter, and try to collect Stanley Cup rings, or you can go be a hero in Edmonton.
I'm fine on the fourth line.
Yeah.
I'm fine. I like Manhattan.
Where's the stationary bike at?
Yeah, I like Manhattan Beach.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, now my question is, do the Kings miss Mitchell?
I think they are going to miss Mitchell.
They are going to miss him.
Yeah, and I think so, too. He was a big part. He scored a couple of winning goals.
Right.
It's my fault because I've told you that Martinez is the guy that scored those two.
Oh, that's right. Oh, okay.
Yeah, I said it like the last podcast. I said that, and I was like, "Ugh,
it's Martinez."
Yeah, so I'm going to correct. Sorry, Captain.
But Mitchell is still a great player.
No, I know. Because my thing is that I'm not a Robin Reagair fan. It's not I.
But his replacement will either be Green, who was on the bench last year, or this new kid they got from Buffalo, Braden McNabb, who's supposedly this rising.
How is McNabb?
He's 6'4", big guy, a lot of upside, and I think that sixth spot is between McNabb.
Schultz played pretty good last year. I think Schultz could come in and play. I literally thought that the tide turned in the playoffs whenever Reagair got hurt and Green came in.
Yeah, right.
You know, I mean, I just think there's a reason why guys are on teams that lose all the time. Hey, and Reagair was always on a team that lost all the time. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm.
But I mean, you can't beat Voinov, Muzzin, and Doughty.
No, they're all great.
Like that's
Martinez.
And Martinez, yeah.
Martinez, who scored two goals, winning game-winning goals.
Game seven,
yep.
Series clinching goals.
Yep. Now, what about McNabb? He's huge.
Yeah.
You know, he comes to the Comedy Store.
Yeah.
And you know, really? And when you see him in person, the guy's a giant.
McNabb? Yeah. Brandon McNabb?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Comes down there.
Wow.
A lot of hockey guys hang out at the store.
Yeah, that's their favorite spot. And I see him down there, and he's gigantic. I hope that guy doesn't heckle me. Because I'll have to regulate.
There you go. Coming off the bench.
Come on.
A little goalie fight.
Yeah, it could happen. And then, of course, in goal, the greatest goalie.
Yeah, Jonathan Quick.
Yeah.
Coming off surgery, though.
Well, that's true.
Yeah.
Now, but that could help him. Because that had to bug him, even though he played great.
That busted wrist that he was playing since the Duck series?
Yeah.
And there's worse. I mean, and Jones is a good backup.
Yeah, that's fine. I'm not worried.
I don't mind Jones playing even more.
Yeah.
Because they need someone to, you don't want Quickie tired out in the playoffs. I think that's the one thing that is a little over, that is, it's a hangover, but it's also, you're playing hockey till the end of June and it's hot outside when a lot of other guys have been playing golf for 6 weeks. And that, now they've played more hockey than anybody now coming into this year. And he had the Olympics and all the other crapola.
He played in the Olympics.
That they throw out. Yeah. So, I think that's the tougher challenge. I mean, the only thing that's a little easier is, even though they went through a tough teams, the Rangers, I mean, they got a little break on the Rangers physically.
Physically, they did.
They got a little break on the Rangers physically. Yeah.
Well, now we got to move on to the Ducks.
The Ducks, yeah.
What do you
number
think?
Two?
They have a very strong team, and I mean that playoffs, it could have gone. A lot of teams did well in that playoffs, and Ducks were really good.
And you know how much I love Getzlaf.
Getzlaf has got to be the greatest player out there.
Right? Yeah, he's in my top two or three. I mean, to me, I would want him to be the captain of my team. As much as I love Dusty, and of course I love Sid. I like to have Sid wear the A and Getzlaf be the captain. I mean, Getzlaf's he's like Captain America.
Yeah, he really is. He plays like it, and he's got the heart.
Yeah.
Remember in the playoffs he got against, was it Dallas, where he got hit in the face?
Yeah, then scored a goal and had a kid.
In one period.
Different kind of hat trick. There.
Yeah, that is. Yeah,
the Mrs. Howe hat trick.
Yeah, but you know what? He's really pretty impressive.
Oh, he really is. They're worried about having the leadership disappear because you're replacing. I mean, you're replacing Solani.
Yeah.
And Sakukovu. I still think that, I mean, it's hard to replace a living legend.
Mm-hmm. But he had to go sometime, as great as he was.
Yeah.
It's not like they didn't know he was going to retire.
Right. There is a little vacuum there, and Kovu left. So we'll see. I mean, I still think the Ducks have and I think adding Kessler was huge.
Kessler's, I think, the biggest move off season.
Yeah.
They even added Danny Heatley.
Well, Avalanche got some good guys too. But I really think that that was one of the best moves offseason.
But the Ducks forward lineup is scary and the young guys are good. But
they're losing. They traded Bonino and they lost Perreault.
That's 40 goals.
That's 40 goals. But they added Kessler,
who's awesome.
Who's great. He'll give you 20. And I think
Smith-Pelly is going to come
in. I think Smith-Pelly's rising. Yeah, I think he'll score more. He'll get some more ice time. That guy's great.
Yeah.
And they got, I think, Beleski's, primed to have a season. Yeah. I think Palmieri's primed to have a better season. And the guy I think who's really primed to have a better season is Silfverberg. Ottawa for Bobby Ryan. I mean, he was hurt a lot last year, and he didn't play very well last year. But he was really good in Ottawa.
Yeah,
he scored maybe two goals last year, maybe more than that. But he didn't do anything last year, so I think he is primed to have a really big
season.
They're
tough up front, but
the big question is in the goal.
Goal.
I think Gibson's going to beat out Anderson, and I think they're going to be in good shape until the playoffs, when everyone's going to say, "Well, he's never won a playoff game," or I guess he won a couple last year.
He won a couple.
Yeah, yeah. So he's playoff tested a little bit.
Yeah, but it's still a young goalie psyche. He's very fragile in his league.
Right.
So you never know with a young goalie.
And, and you know, they got a lot of forwards to they're really bloated in forwards. So I really think they could try to move a guy or two, maybe get a veteran presence goaltender if they need to in the play, which I think they will need to. I do think that the defense is weak, and that was their problem last year.
Ben Lovejoy and Cam Fowler in your first top D pairing.
Well, that's according to the Hockey News, which we're kind of going off on for line pairings. I like Francois Beauchemin. Yeah. I think I picked him even to the All Star team for our league last week, which I guess we did pretty well. Because I didn't get as much hate mail, Fridge.
Oh, you didn't?
Wow. Yeah.
I usually get. Oh, what do you mean, this guy?
So. Now, what about? So, you think Kessler? That's the line he's going to be on with.
He's going to be the second line.
He's going to be behind Getzlaff as the top team center. I think all the wingers will interchange, but Getzlaff and Kessler, that's your mainstays right there. You know.
Yeah, I don't know. You brought up Heatley. I don't know how much Heatley has left. He hasn't been anything from. Like five or six years.
Yeah.
I mean, I forgot he was in the league.
No.
I did. I mean, it's easy to, but, you know, we'll see. Maybe rejuvenation.
Yeah.
Now, what about Gibson? And, you know, he's new, played great in the playoffs. So is that just rookie luck?
No.
I think he's legit.
Yeah, he's got it. Yeah.
He's won world championships before. That's a lot of pressure. Yeah,
he beat Canada in the
World Juniors. Why people still hate Fleury because he choked when he was the Canadian junior goaltender.
Right.
They're still mad at him.
Yeah, you know, you're an ex-Canadian.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm still pissed at him.
I mean, they take it seriously. Yeah. That junior's a big deal to them.
Big
yeah.
They give you a school off.
Yeah, they do.
You know, it's like a snow day. You don't get any snow days in Canada, so you got to have hockey.
Anderson's good. They're good. I mean,
They're
both good. You just got to, you know, I don't know. Young goalies, it could go either way. If they go a bad streak, it could snowball.
Your psyche is very fragile. Yeah. And especially around playoff time.
Yeah.
All right, well, are we moving on to those?
Don't forget Emerson Eatem.
Emerson Eatem,
Long Beach
product.
Oh, he's from Long Beach.
Is that right?
Yeah. Wow, yeah, because he's. I think he can score some big goals. I mean, I think the Ducks are loaded. Their defense, though, leaves a lot to be desired.
For sure.
Yeah. I will say that. I mean, Ben Lovejoy... Sheldon Surrey. Yeah. It's like a
Hampus Lindholm.
Yeah.
Sheldon their D Surrey. Is where they're weak.
Yeah.
They say Vatanen's an up and comer, but I don't know. I think once you get past Fuller or Fowler and Beauchemin, I think that's why the Ducks are the Ducks.
The D.
Yeah,
yeah. Their
coach, that's true.
Is barbecue going to last the season? That was my fifth question I wrote.
Good question. I say he'll make it, but it really, you know, if they have an off year, no.
Yeah.
I think there's a chance that they are going to have an off. I don't know why they traded. I guess they had to put Sabisa in the mix. He was in the trade for Kessler.
Yeah.
But it left their D. They need more D.
Definitely could move maybe two of these young guys for,
And quite frankly, I would have picked our next team, the Sharks, number two, because obviously they have the talent to be the second team in the West. I actually had more faith in Boudreaux keeping it together than just mutinying on the Bounty in San Jose.
Yeah.
Well, you know what?
There's a lot happening.
No one was fired at the top.
Nope.
Kind of surprising. In a way, because, you know, they do have a good team. They have good players. But, you know, when you fold like that.
It's a monumental
heads
collapse.
Roll. Yeah.
The seamstress heads rolled because they took the A's and C's off of people's jerseys.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's whose fault.
Whoever ripped the A and C off of Thornton and Marlowe.
Well, that is a good – okay, and that brings up the next question. Who will be the next captain?
I think they want it to be Joe Pavelski.
I think they want it to be Couture, no?
Well
– I think maybe the –
Yeah, well, that's –
the two of them, yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, Couture had a horrible season last year. He really has to step up. I think Couture is going to step it up, though. I really do.
Yeah.
What about Pavelski, can he keep it up? He's been playing at a pretty high level.
Yeah, I think Pavelski is the real deal. And Pavelski has what Thornton and Marlowe apparently don't have, a set of stones.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well.
Yeah. You know, no, seriously. Like
when your team collapses, you have to look at your captain.
You got to look up top, yeah.
And Thornton, like, he was a roughneck when he was in Boston. And then he's just become the, you know, the passer and, you know, Mr. Right. Every now and then he'll get his nose dirty and score a goal. And you're like, wow, Thornton is back. And then it's like, no, he's not really back. And he's too big of a guy. And I'm not going to insult him with the way he's on his way to playing like Rick Nash.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't want to say about Nash, about Joe Thornton, because I respect Joe Thornton immensely more than I ever will Rick Nash.
Yeah.
But,
he's really.
That's a good comparison.
Yeah, sure. He's just in that. Well, what I say, Jose, if you haven't listened, though, I say that Nash plays like Lindros did after the concussions. you're over there. Oh, excuse me. You can have that space on the ice. Yeah. And pardon me. I don't want to get a. Oh, you're over there. Okay, you can have the puck. I'm not going to fight you for it. But I'm not saying Thornton like that. But there are times when Thornton looks like he's playing that way, mm-hmm. and then there are times when he doesn't play that way.
Yeah.
I've never seen Nash play like a hockey player. I've always seen Nash play like, oh, what? But we'll save that for my Atlantic or for my Metro Division
we'll
preview.
Let you get off
on that. And I'm sure Nash is probably like the greatest guy in the world, and you know. But I don't know. I've never seen him do that. But I just think that. I think Coach Hoare's going to have a bounce back season because I personally think that either Marlowe or Thornton is going to be gone.
Yeah, no.
I think a trade is imminent. And I think a trade is
They're
imminent.
Probably waiting to see who gets hurt, if somebody needs a center, you know.
Yeah. I think earlier. I don't think deadline. I think like I think like October, November, I think one of those
They're
guys.
Gone.
I mean, when you strip a C and an A off your top two centers, you feel
that's a red flag.
It's kind of an omen.
Yeah, that's a red flag.
Yeah,
Sure.
And then to get back to the coach.
What about Burns?
To get back to Coach Hoare, though, because then, I mean, let's say for argument's sake, Thornton gets traded.
Yeah.
So then Pavelski will play with Marlowe and Wingles. Mm-hmm. Wingles is due for a little bounce back. Yeah. And then Coach Hoare gets to dance with Hurdle, who's going to be awesome.
Yeah. Hurdle's going to be your
and
best.
Nieto. Nieto's
a
guy.
A good.
Yeah, he got hands. He's young. Really and Hurdle, I mean, he's a young Yager.
Hurdle's
yeah.
going to be the MVP in the next couple years.
Yeah. At least on that team.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
That
so,
kid can play.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's his numbers are going to bounce up on it kind of. Because I just don't – I can't even believe they went through with the coach and the GM. So, someone's going to go.
Yeah, someone's got to.
Someone's going
to
take
What about Burns going back to defense?
I think a complete mistake.
Yeah.
Oh. You do, really?
No, yeah. Well, I mean, okay, you lost Dan Boyle, who puck mover, you know, okay. And then
you lost Brad Stewart, too.
You lost Brad Stewart, but he was getting up in the tooth. Trade Thornton for two defensemen. A good to great power forward, a guy coming into his own, a big body, just played great last year. Yeah, just really made them a tough. I mean, they're off. I mean, they were really good last year with him.
Yeah.
In the front. And then to make him switch positions again because you didn't go out and get anybody?
Yeah, that's a mistake. They didn't get anybody. I agree. Trade Thornton and get a couple defensemen.
Yeah. And, you know, and maybe a little – and maybe, but they didn't do anything. That was what they did. They're like, you know what we're going to do? We're gonna rip A's and C's off of sweatshirts, and then we're going to take Burns, who had a great year at power forward, and move him back.
Well, I think you see that a lot. I think you see teams, and you see it in pro football too, where they don't address their needs. They go and get a player, but they don't necessarily fill a gap.
Yeah.
Yeah. They didn't do any. Right? I mean,
when we get to Edmonton, that's their issue.
If you need defense, go get a defenseman. Yeah.
The part that I didn't understand was like, you know, okay, Boyle's a puck moving defenseman, but not Paul Coffey, and Stewart was an old man, like. You didn't have to move Brett. Like, you could have just found equal. Mm-hmm. It's not like, oh, my God, we're in desperate situations. We have to move Burns back. Like, they easily could have just got – I mean,
You think? I bet he wants to play forward too.
I'm sure. Yeah. I mean, like the Penguins got like 9 extra defensemen, NHL ready guys easily could have went there in a deal for. Yeah. And for anybody, for like a player to be named later, guy. Right. I mean,
a lot of teams could use Thornton.
Well, yeah, but I mean, like, I didn't understand that lot. Unless he really bitched that he wanted to play defense, and I didn't understand. Move did not make sense to me. To make all the effort to make him a forward.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know.
And he did good at it. He's your number one power forward. You know how much I love power forwards.
Yeah. No, he's perfect for that.
And then, boom, he's back. It's just another mistake.
It's weird. Now, what about their goalie situation? Niemi, Stalock. What do you think?
Niemi's he's won a cup. He's had a very good regular seasons here and there. But I don't know. I feel like the coach doesn't really believe in him if he's yanking him game 6 of the Stanley Cup playoffs. You know.
Yeah, that was weird. And he played early in the playoffs. He played pretty well. Yeah,
played fine.
Yeah, I've always kind of given Niemi the benefit of the doubt because he won that cup, and but now maybe it's time to make Stalock the guy.
He's a good goalie.
That's a piece.
Yeah,
that's right. Then Niemi goes to the Ducks.
Yeah.
You know, or maybe not in interdivision, but you know, I mean, then you have a piece to move. I don't know. I don't know their third goaltender, so I can't. I don't know what Stalock would bring. I mean, I don't know. You know, I guess I should have known that, but it's hard to know everyone's third goaltender.
It is. Nobody knows.
Yeah, but you know, I don't know. It's something that they should figure out though.
I think
earlier in the season. Before it gets to where Stalock hasn't worked enough, and then the Emmys crap on the bed.
I think Stalock should change his number to 13. Then he'd be Stalock 13. Come on, everybody.
Hey. People.
All right, are we moving to Vancouver?
Let's move to Vancouver.
Yeah. So the 3 California teams finishing top 3?
Yeah.
Yes. Well, I think the 4 best teams in the West last year for sure were the 3 California teams in Chicago.
Yeah.
Yep.
But now it's all creeping up. You know, you got Dallas, it's certainly creeping.
It's Colorado.
Captain Kangaroo will never win me over, even though they got nasty. But that's the Central
Division. Central Division.
Yeah. So that's next week. You can come back next week. Hear me crap all over the St. Louis Blues.
Who has a better?
and slobber on. Lindy Ruff and his Dallas Stars.
And they looked good in the playoffs, didn't they?
Oh yeah. I mean, look at hey, Barbecue almost lost. Barbecue would have been golfing, you know, a lot earlier.
Yeah, they could have lost that series.
Oh, they should have lost that series. I mean, not talent wise, but the way it went, they should have lost that series.
Dallas played tough.
2 goals and a minute left.
Clutch. That's what you have. And you have Solani. That's the thing. It's like, talking about the Ducks, just having Solani in the room. It's one of those things where, hey, Getzlaff's a leader. But do you want to let – who wants to let Solani go out not with a cup?
Man,
or, you know what I mean? Look at him.
Yeah, man.
You know, like congratulating Solani after that game.
Oh, yeah.
They felt so bad that they couldn't win it for him.
Yeah.
I like the way the Kings gave him props at the end of that.
Totally classy. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I really – that's how much I respect Dustin Brown. Like for the captain – you know the captain had to say something we're doing this.
Oh, yeah, we're doing this.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, all right, moving on to Vancouver. I don't know. The Sedins, have they ever done anything?
The 34?
we better lock the studio. Bag might be coming in here.
Yeah, Bag could kill me.
But you know what? Heathers, lock the door. Bag's breaking the glass.
I don't think you can stop Bag.
No. Bag, yeah, you know, I think the Sundins have always been a little slightly overrated. That's Sundins, yes. Sundins, yes.
You know, or the Sundins. They're both bad.
Yeah. Matt's a little bit too, to be honest with you, but that's another story.
You know something? They are they're great players. There's no question about it. But when I say they haven't done anything, I just mean, what have they really, you know? They had a couple, they had a couple good years.
They shied. Yeah, they got scared of Lucic and the big bad Bruins.
Mm-hmm.
Started a riot. That's their, I mean, I just think they're a little past their prime. I just think they're getting a little old. And
they got hurt last year too. I think both of them got hurt last.
Right.
Different points.
Yeah, I just think, and what's bad is that you can't separate them.
Yeah.
So Now you got two old guys on one line. Right. You know?
But they still have that crazy psychic connection that they have, you know, the no-look passes and the what.
Right. But is that
cheating? Cheating a little bit.
Do they only have that? Is that like if one of them gets checked, the other one gets a bad shoulder?
That's what happens with twins.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
According to the Hockey News, which is a great publication, they have that Verbata guy from Arizona, mm-hmm. when he was a he's going to play with them on their line. I don't know if that's the guy that works. I always seem to remember that the best the Sundins are is when they have a rat, right. or just like a
Burroughs has taken many steps back from not the player he was.
No, but I think someone along those lines.
Yeah, they need to play with someone like that.
Yeah, it's a little
so chippy. And
yeah,
everything they're not
balance them out a little
yeah.
bit.
Yeah,
it's a little wussy. You
know? Yeah, exactly. So, like, yeah, I mean, I'll be the first to admit I have not watched very many Phoenix Coyote games, but I don't remember Verbata being
he doesn't muck it up.
No,
he's a Euro, typical Euro player.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, I would think they need like a guy in the corner, like Kunitz or Dustin Brown,
or they can bump up Cassian. Zach Cassian's sort of a
little I love Cassian's game, but I don't think he's a first liner.
He's not a first liner. He's not equipped to handle.
No, he's a great third liner. Even second, he's a little bit weak. That's why, like, you know, like, they got Bonino's going to play center now instead of Kessler. And
how does losing Kessler? It's got to hurt.
It's going to hurt. It's part of your core, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. And I was destroyed on social media for saying, and they didn't even get anything back for.
Right.
Were you here for that episode?
I
proclaimed, hey, I got Kessler for nothing.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I got steamrolled by people. How can you say Bonino's nothing? And Sabine's, I think, like, well, for Kessler, I thought you'd get more. But they're going to throw him into that second line, and I think he'll score enough, but Bonino is nowhere near Kessler as far as penalty killing
and roughness, leadership.
Yeah. As a Kessler is like Kessler has always been a guy that speaks his mind.
Yeah,
even if people don't want to hear it, he speaks his mind. And I know having superstars, which the Sedins are, almost legendary franchise kind of guys, you need someone in that room that can tell them. Right. I don't see Bonino coming in there and telling the Sedins, hey, quit being babies whatever you need to tell them, you know.
Yeah. But Bonino's a great player, though. But
he's a little serviceable second liner, for sure.
I think he's good.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you're right. I don't know if he fills all the...
He's not Ryan Kessler.
Yeah,
no, he's not Ryan.
You know, but Sabisa's going to help them because Sabisa's a pretty good defenseman because their defense, I mean, after Hamlos and Bieksa, I love Bieksa.
Yeah.
But after those two guys, I mean,
Edler's got a lot of potential. They've been waiting for him to sort of.
Edler looked like an orange pylon last year, except when he took stupid penalties.
Right.
That's when you noticed him. Like, I mean, they're really weak. But I mean, Hamus and BX are great,
they're
though.
Good top.
I mean, like they're a great top pairing. Yeah. But after that, they're nobody.
Yeah.
And then after that, you have. Ryan Miller.
Here we go.
Yeah, let's do this.
He does not like him.
well, you know, he's never stopped his shot in anger.
That's true.
He never stopped the big puck. And the puck, oh, you need this. I mean, like, he's always like, oh, he stopped 60 shots against Malkin and Crosby. He lost 3-2.
Yeah.
Well, that's fair enough.
Not the same goalie since that Olympics.
He was so good in the Olympics.
But not the same player at all, I don't think.
I don't think so either.
Sure, they have got a stable situation now at Vancouver, which they haven't had in a few years. Sure, it's stable, but it's not exactly good. You know, that's...
The other thing about the Olympics, though, is like, you know, he's playing with grade A defensemen.
Right.
He's playing against grade A players, but you kind of know where. I don't know if you can speak more to this, Frage, about goaltending, but if your defense is so good that they're pushing the players to spots where you know where the shots are coming from. Is that it's got to be an advantage?
Sure,
right?
It does.
Yeah,
sure, that helps.
As opposed to people, you know, I guess
and
in Buffalo,
just clearing guys out in front.
Right.
If you got your the front of your goal cleared out, it's always an advantage.
And I don't, you know, I don't see, you know, some of the guys in. I think he's going to have trouble in Vancouver, and they're not easy fans to make happy.
And he wasn't exactly great in St. Louis either.
No, not at all.
He wasn't the answer there.
No,
and they have probably the best defense in the league.
No, they have three grade A all-star defensemen on that team. Absolutely. Definitely probably the best top three there is.
Well, as well as he played in those Olympics, I think that's unfortunately that set him up for people thinking he was going to be great.
And that was five years ago.
And like you say, he really hasn't played up to that.
No. That was 5 years ago. That's like a lifetime.
Yeah, you forget. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I mean, you know, within 5 years, you know, Lindros went from, you know, like number one, maybe top 10 player of all time to like disgraced and people not wanting him in the Hall of Fame. I mean, I'm just saying 5 years is like, you know, it's a long time in hockey, not to bring up the H.
You'll love to do it.
I love Lindros. I did. He was a flyer, but I just love the commercial for a PlayStation. Remember, here I am, Rocky. Lindros. He would just cream. I mean, he just played, you know.
Oh, when he first
shame
came
he didn't
in.
Learn to keep his head up. I mean,
that was the problem.
Yeah.
Because he would cream people.
Yeah. And that's the absolute difference between Nash, who hasn't had 15 concussions, is playing in the ninth, is playing today, where you're not even allowed to hit somebody that hard, or Lindros cruising through, like getting creamed by Stevens and Casperitis and those. I mean, like, those guys don't even exist. Like, they're like extinct, those defensemen.
Yeah. Too bad those guys were.
Oh, they're the best.
Yeah. All right. Are we going to move on to? I guess we have to move on to Arizona.
Yeah. Now, no longer Phoenix. Now are the teams that no one wants to talk about. But this show does, Frey.
We're going to do it. That's part of our job.
I just heard today people like, you're like one of the only podcasts that goes through the summer.
Yeah, man.
Every
other hockey podcast shuts down.
Yeah, we're not smart enough.
Here we are. We don't even recognize that it's summer.
Yeah.
We just keep going.
It's always hockey season.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, Arizona, wow. They need a lot of work.
Well, it's funny because I do, you know, my season previews in print, and not even print, but on the internet and stuff. And it's always like, it always is like the same. I feel like I was telling those in the write-in, it seems like the same teams that suck always kind of suck. And I'm always writing the same little, like, power, like, little funny descriptions, like, Arizona. It's always golf season in Arizona. You know, like, Nashville's always, like, another bad country western song.
Right.
Yeah, but the thing about Arizona is if you're out of the playoffs, you can immediately hit the golf course because there's a million of them.
And what's funny is when Roenick played there, he was thought they were out in October.
Yeah.
I mean, remember Roenick's last like 5 years in the league? He was like, he played more golf than like you know, than Tiger Woods.
Oh yeah, he probably did.
Came out to the Kings. He talk about someone who really let their career fall away. If he would have stayed relevant, he'd probably be in the Hall of Fame.
He was pretty good.
He was borderline Hall of Famer. I think people remember the fact that he just took a vacation.
Yeah, he was,
As opposed to, like, he's a guy, like if he went to Buffalo and Lindy Ruff needed, like, maybe 20 more goals a year, sucked it up.
Could have
been
it.
Great.
Yeah.
Yeah, because, you
know. He had the skill set and the heart.
He had the heart. But he was one of these guys, he probably made, whatever, $80 million in his career and all the hot chicks in L.A.
What Phoenix. More do you need?
I know. I know. It's JR. That's why I talk about him, because he kind of even when he was a Flyer, I still loved him because he was JR. Like, he's such a great player.
Tough, 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 and good score.
Yeah. Did everything, and that's why just to see him kind of float.
Yeah, when he came to the Kings, I was excited when he became a King, and then I saw him play. I'm like, he's not even trying. Like, who is this player?
And then he was like, he got tired of golf. Then he went to Arizona. Like, he got sick of the courses here. He had to go.
Well, yeah,
not enough golf courses in L.A. He had to go to Arizona.
You need some new courses.
He go. It's like, yeah.
Now, do you think Arizona has two good lines now?
They might.
Good, two good lines. Boddicker is a good young player. Had a good sort of breakout season last year. He's decent.
Vermette and Erat, weren't they in Nashville together? Or am I thinking of a wrong Vermette?
Who are you thinking of?
I always think of Vegemite sandwich.
Are you thinking of Leguan?
No, I know. I know my Leguans from my. It seems like there's a couple other Vermettes, or I don't know. Maybe not though. But I think what's going to be big for them is I think they do. They got six good forwards.
Yeah.
I mean, look, Korpikowski, Gagne, and Sam Doan. Gagne, yeah. Sam Gagne from Edmonton to make them a little weaker. Yeah. just with Edmonton, he's a suck of talent out.
Exactly.
Shane Doan, who we'll get to, Erat, Vermette, and Boddicker. Those are six legitimate top six forwards.
Yeah.
I think they need Doan. You know, Doan had Rocky Mountain fever last year.
He did?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
It's like a fever you get from a bug.
Really?
Yeah, it's like a mosquito bite that causes problems. Mm. Yeah, I wrote a bunch of jokes about it for DVE last year. Wow. Like, who would think, usually people get, the Philly flu, don't want to go face,
I thought it was a John Denver song. Isn't it?
Yeah. You ever have Rocky Mountain oysters?
Oh, yeah. I know.
Yeah.
Maybe you got it from that.
You could.
Yeah.
If you're going to get it from something, that would be
Doan's a tough guy, though. He had a rough year, but he was out for like half the year with that.
It was a contract year for him also,
Now, what about, excuse my ignorance here, but is it Max Domi Ty's son?
Yes.
He is.
Yes. And he actually has some skills.
No.
Really?
He was a first-round pick.
Yeah. For some reason, he slipped. He was supposed to be like a top five or six or top 10 guy. I think he went to like 20 or 17 or something like that. But, yeah, they say he's a real shot at making the team.
Does he play like his dad? Is he a tough guy?
No.
No.
Kind of opposite, actually.
Skill set guy?
Young, smaller player, faster player.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Wow, he used to like Ty, man.
Yeah. Ty was
awesome.
As soon as you say fast, it has nothing to do with Ty Domi.
Yeah, that's true.
Was Ty Domi the player that went through the glass to attack a fan that squirted water at him, I think? And
he did.
And he pushed the glass down to get at the fan?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. My mom was positive it was him.
I loved him, man. Because he's a little guy. He wasn't afraid of anybody.
No, remember I remember whenever he totally suckered off Samuelson. Because I was like, tie dummy. And he just went over, just glove hand, just boom, knocked Samuelson out.
He was a tough guy, man.
Oh, for how he was not a big guy.
He was a little guy.
He was a plug, but he wasn't tall. But he just rock him, sock him, robot.
He was Tiger Williams-esque.
Very much so.
Tiger Williams was tough, too, for a little guy. Now, what about, overall, how do you think they're going to do it? Smith is a pretty good goalie. They got a good coach, too.
Tippett. I like Tippett as a coach. I don't know. But
I think Tippett's a great coach.
Tippett always gets more out of his players than you think.
Yeah, he's like, I think we talked about this. Did we talk about this last week? He's like, the Bobby Hurley's dad.
Okay.
How he, like, runs like his team out of like a suitcase, and they never have the same practice facility, and they're like,
oh really?
Yeah, that's what like Tippett does. Mm-hmm. Like they barely are allowed in their own like arena. Like they practice like I think they roller hockey for practice. I mean, such a shoestring budget, and he keeps all those guys motivated to play.
Yeah,
are they going to hang on as a franchise?
I don't know. The league's paying for everything.
Yeah.
I think they should move to Seattle. And get over
now. Seattle's supposed to get a team,
right?
And so is Vegas,
right?
Last time I was performing in Vegas, that's all they were talking about. We got a team coming.
You think people would go to a Hurricanes game in Vegas on Tuesday?
Probably not. They'd probably be at the Blue Man Group.
Yeah, that's my thing. They'll be just treated like everything else. Yeah.
It's kind
like,
of
like, oh, the world's biggest, whatever. Yeah. Shark Tank or whatever. I think just any other exotic thing. I don't know.
We're going to the Brad Garrett Club. but you know what? I don't know. I told you this. I went to a Wranglers game, and it was very well attended. They like hockey in that town. So it might be. But like you say, if they play a lower tier team, I don't know.
On a Tuesday? Yeah. I don't know. I definitely said this before, that I just wish that the NHL – wouldn't be the guinea pig I wish another league. So the NHL is not always the guinea pig
right.
league, and just no. let somebody else go
at
in.
At least
there
the WNBA go over there. Try that out.
Well, I mean, I'm
a real
mean,
league.
A real league, yeah. Men.
yeah. Well, you know, it's bound to happen. Well, there's going to be a few new teams. I think Seattle would work.
Yeah.
Seattle for sure. Yeah. I hope they get a team. I love that city, and I'd
yeah.
love
yeah,
to go.
It's a cool visit. Town, and they like minor league hockey.
Yeah, it's yeah. a huge minor league city.
Thunderbirds do really well there.
One thing we don't want to forget about the Arizona is they have the great Joe Vitale penciled into the fourth line center. So if you enjoyed his work as a Pittsburgh Penguin, being like a -45, I'm sure he'll fit right in on the fourth line.
Yeah. Chupacabra is also on the fourth line.
Oh, Kyle Chipchura.
Yeah, Chipchura.
Where's he been at? He's been playing golf with Danny Heatley. I forgot he was in the league. And then look at that fourth line: Chipchura, Vitale, and BJ Crombean.
Yeah.
Oh wow. My God, that is just
for names alone. It's a yeah. weird line.
BJ is a punching bag.
Right.
He likes to get hit in the face.
He's their new Bissonette, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I like Biz Nasty. He'd win a few.
Yeah.
I've never seen BJ win a fight.
Now, what about Smith as a goalie? Do you think he does better on a better team? I mean, he seems like a real good goalie. But he's
it would be the Ryan Miller theory. Let's see if he's as good. Let's see then let's see him do it when it matters.
Yeah. Yeah.
Kind of. You know, Smith is a more sound goaltender than Miller. Miller is a little more dramatic. Smith's a very good goaltender.
Yeah, he's great. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, I don't think they have enough guys. They don't have enough meat on their blue line either.
Right.
Because, I mean, Yandel and Ekman-Larsson.
They're great D.
They're puck-moving guys, though. Yeah. Like, Ekman-Larsson's a beast.
Yeah.
As far as, he's like, you know,
they're talking Norris, possibly for Ekman-Larsson. But I don't know.
Yeah, you know, the problem with that is, you know, for Norris is you got Duncan Keith, who's just such a great regular defenseman.
Yeah,
and then if you want a little more flash, and Shea Weber, who's also a great regular defenseman, and then for flash. For Flash, then you have Subban, who I think is the second best defenseman.
Yeah.
And then not to play favorites, but Dowdy's
he's the best.
Dowdy's
he's
the
best.
Defenseman. Yeah.
But he won't, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's just
Right.
it's a lot to go for a market that doesn't probably even cover the.
Right.
You know, that sends one reporter.
Yeah.
Right.
So a lot of groundswell for Ekman-Larsson to win, you know. No, I'm just saying, if he played for the Rangers, I'd be like, well, yeah, he'll get 100 votes right, right there.
Yeah.
But the guy who they love McCulloch in Arizona too. And when he was a Penguin, you talk about the orange cone. He wasn't even the cone. He's like, you know, when the cone's broken, you can just see like a particle of it.
Just the base.
He was the
cone. Somebody that run it over, or it's like a skewed. It's not in the line. It's like that's where a trucker like
he's the broken.
Yeah,
cone.
That's where the trucker left his lane.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Are we moving on to Edmonton? Oh, okay.
Oh, why not?
We have
Let's
to.
Do
we
it.
Have to do it.
We have to.
You know. Yeah. What are you going to say about Edmonton?
Well, okay, you know, they've had they've had three number one picks in a row, and they're all, like, what, the same kind of player? I don't know, they're not really running that team correctly, I don't think, or drafting correctly, or I don't know.
Again, not drafting their needs. Yeah. Well, for them, it's everything.
Yeah. Oh, you know, McTavish, the last man to go helmetless, he's the GM, so if you want to claim he's... Took too many hits to the head.
Right.
You'd have a point.
To be, I would never say it to Mr. McTavish's face if you're listening, sir.
No, no.
He's a tough guy.
No, yeah, Craig. And he's McTavish, dude. Just, that's hot.
Legendary.
Yeah, but he, you know, it's just, we talked about this before, is you can't get free agents to go to Edmonton.
Mm-hmm.
So you just got to draft. Unfortunately, they didn't draft anybody tough.
No.
A bunch of I'm not going to say skirts, but a bunch of guys that like to score and fly around. And I mean, Taylor Hall's great. Nugent Hopkins hasn't shown me that much. Yeah. Eberle's solid.
Yeah.
They got rid of Gagne.
Yeah.
You know, the guy that's missing, the guy that I just love, he's such like a just a big hot dog, like a David Lee Roth guy, is that Nail Yakupa.
Oh, yeah.
He scores like 5 goals a year, but the most dramatic celebrations.
Cross on his knees, off the center ice.
Just that name. I just want to have a nail on like the
Penguins. Doing a sword dance on the bench.
Yeah. Just, you know, and just didn't get along with anybody up there.
You know, it's interesting.
I love it.
It's his last year of his entry-level contract.
He's like Scriven's wife.
We just saw a picture of Scriven's wife. We looked it up for you.
Yeah.
How'd she look?
Yeah, pretty good. Pretty good.
Ivy League hot.
He showed me. He was on like NHLHotWives.com or whatever. And I was like, oh, look, that's Frazier's buddy.
The prof's wife. You know,
he's in a fist fight now to win his job, though.
Yeah, he's
because that's two guys. He has Fast. The old Duck. Mm-hmm. They're both up there. None of them have carried the mail themselves. Yeah, so. I'm rooting for Scribbins just so you'll be interested in
the end. All I care about is having the professor in the league.
Yeah.
He's got the best face mask.
But look at this D. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, pretty scary.
Justin Schultz, Jeff Petrie, Mark Fain.
Fain was decent. You know, they got him a little bigger.
Yeah.
They got a little bigger,
but they didn't get – Purcell is big, but a very – play small, you know, and
well,
I say bring back Semenko.
They did bring in Pouliot, who's a little snarl.
He's got some snarl, but
the defenseman from Columbus, they upgraded their defenseman a little bit. I don't know. They got Ferentz in the third pairing, which
decent. He's our captain, I think.
Now, how do you think it feels to be a fan after all those great years? And now your team's been rebuilding for seemingly ever.
I know what it was like because I saw the Penguins then go through the whole lottery system.
Yeah, Kings as well.
Yeah.
I've been through some hard Kings years.
That's true.
But you know what, when I'm calling back to those hard times, you're a fan of hope. You know, like that's what drives you to be a fan because okay, maybe something's building up here. But in Edmonton, like sure you've got those young guys, but they don't have anything.
Well, to draw, you know, when they had those legendary teams, free agents would go there because, okay, I can get to play with Gretzky and all the big guys, you know?
Right.
But now it's like, why?
And in Gretzky's era, there was less teams, so there was also less, like, sunny weather
options.
Quote-unquote, you know, Jeremy Roenick options. You know what I mean? It's like, oh, well, go to Edmonton and... You know, teach some young kids how to play the game, or go to Florida and go golfing with Roberto Luongo every. Have a standard time over in South Beach.
Yeah, you got the tee time.
Yeah, so I also in their defense of the young guys that don't perform, I don't think they protect those guys enough, and it comes to along the same lines of having bigger guys, but just. Powerful. I'm not saying goons. I just mean some heavier guys.
They can
protect them in the corners and stuff, you know.
Yeah.
Just serviceable power forwards. Just serviceable, like 6'4", 225. Not goon guys, but just, you know.
Guys, keep them honest.
Just a little bit. I mean, they got like Gatsik's like a fifth line guy. I mean, Gatsik never scared anybody. I mean, they do have my old buddy in their system, you know, the best goon of them all, and I'm going to forget his name. I'm going to look him up. The biggest goon there is. He's great.
Right now?
Yes. He never plays. No one fights him. The Penguins had him, and they dressed him 4 games and they let him go. And I'm going to tell you right now, his name is...
Drum roll, please.
Where is it? Oh, he's not even... Look at that.
What? He's not even on the depth chart.
He doesn't even make the depth chart.
Oh, come on.
Oh, I'll think of it. You know who I'm talking about? Well, let's just go into Calgary and I'll look it up.
We'll go to Calgary and we'll find out. All right, we can Google that.
Yeah.
All right, now in Calgary, does Hiller take charge of the goaltending situation there? What do you think?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, it's better than Kari Ramo, you know?
Yeah, if you can't beat out Ramo. Well, you know, I guess he couldn't beat out, but Gibson though was tough. Yeah, but Carrier.
I think Hiller's a very good goalie, but I think he had a little bit of the yips there at the end, didn't he? Got a little jittery.
Yeah.
At the end,
lost the coach's trust for sure.
Yeah.
Let's all remember who the coach was though.
Yeah. Well, that's true.
That's true.
But I mean, he did seem to get a little bit. I don't know. He just kind of fell apart there.
Yeah. No, he did, and Boudreaux lost confidence in him, and
I think that hurts too, don't you think? If your coach is questionable and doesn't really seem to back you, it's going to hurt your confidence, right?
It's just goalies are so fragile.
Yeah,
like I said before, they're just such. You've got to baby them. You've got to do the. You've got to develop them the right way. You know, you got to make sure they're okay. So
It's like a pitcher in baseball.
Really, exactly.
And I think that he was missing that, and then he just kind of because he'd had a pretty good season going.
No, they were the top. Yeah, they were top one of the top teams.
Yeah, he played well most of the year. All right, well, he's at Calgary now, and let's see what else are we looking at there. A Monahan, can he avoid the sophomore jinx?
He had a very good rookie year, very good. I don't know. He seems like the real deal to me, but. Who are you,
go ahead.
You're playing with Glenn Cross and Yuri Hudler as your top line wingers. I don't know. They just don't have a lot there in Calgary.
But what I do think though is good though is like a Bleacher Report, you bastards. they're like you have to download the app to like someone look up somebody's name. He had to have the bullseye on his back last year.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's not like, I mean, after November, everyone knew just stop him.
Yeah.
So it's not like I think people weren't trying to zero in on him last year. You know, it's like I think a lot of people, like look at Hurdle. Like all of a sudden people are like, oh, look at that. Because but they're thinking, oh, we got to stop Thornton. We got to start Marlowe. We got to stop.
Hurdle drew a lot of attention.
We got to stop Pavelski. Then I was like, oh, this kid. But I mean, in Calgary, what were people looking at in the scouting reports?
Right.
Yeah. I mean, he's the only guy on the list.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, oh, this is going to take me forever. I'm sorry,
we'll
guys.
We got to find out.
No.
Yeah, what is it?
You're on the clock, too. We only have a minute to figure that out.
Oh, wait, these are of all time.
We'll figure it out.
We'll figure it out.
All right. Let's see. What else can we say about Calgary? About Weidman?
Dennis Weidman gets a lot of money.
Is he going to
rebound?
I hope he found a good golf course because he took all the money. He was great in Boston. Boston really missed him, and then he went there and didn't do shit.
Calgary Panthers paying him $5 million, I think, for
wow. Is that what he's getting?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And
I got it. I didn't even look it up, and you can look. Yeah. Right? It's not there. Just my own brain. Remember, Steve McIntyre.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is he the best goon right now?
Oh, yeah. No one will fight him.
Really?
Yeah.
Not even John Scott? Or
well, maybe Scott would, but Scott would get killed. No, I mean, his last couple of years in the NHL, he only fought like twice.
Mm-hmm.
So he's not even a deterrent because no one will fight him.
Mm-hmm.
What makes him so goonishly tough?
He's 6'6", 250, and just can fight.
Wow.
He's arguably the best, period.
Can he play a little or no?
Not really. More than John Scott.
Right.
You think we get more fights this year than last year?
I think last year fighting was up. So
it was up.
Yeah. Because it went down a couple years.
Yeah. And now I noticed it was trending down. And then.
Like, yeah, I think we had a little more. I think maybe a little more.
Yeah.
I mean, a little more. Yeah, my last question for Calgary was, how much will Derek England fight?
What do you think?
Well, it's kind of funny because they do have a couple. They have a couple goons on. They have like McGrattan,
Brian McGrattan.
Because with Pittsburgh, he kind of had to be their goon.
Yeah,
and they're paying him enough. They gave him so much money, ridiculous money, that I think they don't actually play defense, which is kind of scary if you've ever seen England play defense. So I think he'll fight a little less. All right, I think he'll have more fun fighting. I think he'll actually fight because he's playing defense and he's in the game. He's clearing the crease and.
Making
life easier for Hiller, as opposed to just like, oh, okay, here's the dumb goon coming over to ask me to dance.
Right. Yeah.
Like that's McGrattan's job now.
Yeah. All right. Well, you know what? That is our Pacific Coast.
What a great job, Jose. Oh, thanks for thanks for being here.
I like your predictions if we're going to do that. I think I actually think Arizona will finish ahead of Vancouver, my bold prediction.
Wow. Really,
that's bold.
He's saying they have four lines. The Kings, or two good lines.
I see the Kings repeating for another Stanley Cup.
Look at that. Not even a bold prediction.
I'm
calling the chalk. Yeah. Captain's going with the chalk.
Yeah, it's tough. Yeah,
I just think they got a loaded lineup. So do the Ducks.
Yep.
And Chicago's going to be great. But you know,
the whole, like, if we're talking holes on each team, I think the Kings have the least amount of holes on any of these.
They wish they kept Mitchell.
But contract year.
Yeah, they're like what they're one defenseman away from being a perfect unit almost. Right. You know,
and McNabb can be that guy. You know, so
yeah, I think anyway, folks, if you liked the format of this episode, let us know, or if you hate it, because what we basically did was take a couple burning questions I thought of and answer them.
They were well done. Thank you.
I wasn't saying. I wasn't trying to fish for a comment. I'm just saying, let us know if you want to go a different way on this, because we got three more to do.
Just remember, it is summertime.
Well, it's hockey. Camp starts tomorrow.
Yeah.
Camp starts tomorrow.
I'm ready. Mm-hmm. I'm ready.
And we are going to have the Fantasy League. We'll hear all about it next week. I have to talk to our producer, Sean. He's out today. I wanted to do it on Yahoo, but we're sponsored by FanDuel.
Yeah.
I don't know how to do FanDuel, so maybe FanDuel – help us out and do a different
way.
We'll figure it out. But we're going to have that. And remember, keep liking Puck Off. And come see me at Doc's Place, the Old Purple Onion, Saturday.
Oh, man, what a great venue.
Thank you. The 27th Legendary. Of September. Yeah, it's like they're reopening it.
So Lenny Bruce played. And
I'm one of the first comics.
Carlin
so
and all the old.
I'm honored to be asked to headline that place. So awesome. We'll be back. It'll be a great show. And that's my plug. Jose, anything on the horizon?
Yeah, I do, actually. A pretty important show, October 5th in Pasadena.
Oh!
Farnsdale Park. We're doing this benefit with Silver Sun Pickups.
Cool.
And it's at the park, and it's to benefit music school funding for Pasadena.
Whoa, that's awesome. Wow.
Yeah, so we'll be playing around.
And October 5th.
Sunday,
I'll be in town.
Yeah, come check it out.
I'll bring the kids.
Yeah.
Kid. My wife, I'll bring my dog, I'll bring everybody.
And just bring that one kid.
Yeah. Woo.
The princess.
The princess, yeah. Frage, the mothership.
I'm on KLOS every Sunday, 4 till 8 p.m. Please check it out, guys. This week, my special guest is Sean Wayans.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Look at that.
One of the brothers.
Yeah.
Frage always says his show's star-studded.
If I can't get in white chicks, too, I quit.
There you go. All right, everybody. All right. Well, thanks for listening.
Thanks for joining us.